You have reached Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, a ministry and podcast of the Discover Young Adults Ministry at the Preston Crest Church of Christ in Dallas, Texas. We meet at 9:45 on Sunday mornings, and we have small groups all throughout the week. We are located at Preston Road and Highway 635 in North Dallas. My name is Jacob Hawk. I'm the Young Adults Minister and the host of this podcast. It doesn't matter if you are single, dating, if you want to be dating, if you're married, if you want to be married, or if you're divorced, or if you're trying to figure out at what stage of life you are passing through. At the Discover Young Adults Ministry, we want to help you discover life, discover love, and discover the Lord. If I can help you or serve you in any way, or if I can pray for you, please email me at jacob@pressandcrest.org. Well, I want to welcome you back again to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. If you are tuning in today, congratulations. You are tuning in to History for Road Talk. This is our 100th episode. Drum roll, 100th episode. If you've been with us through all 100 episodes, first of all, wow, you need to get another hobby. But secondly, thank you for spending time with us. And if you're just finding Road Talk, hope you'll go back and listen to some previous episodes. If you can subscribe and just let others know about this ministry, we would be most appreciative. If you will give it a rating, review it, that will help it get in front of other people. You know all of that. You know how podcasts work, or you wouldn't be listening to a podcast. So we will get right into our message today as we continue this series that we have called Unsung Heroes, looking at people in the Bible that we really don't know that much about. They're mentioned for a reason, and we are wanting to figure out why. And today we're going to look at a man who stands tall and center in the book of Philippians. Paul tells the church at Philippi that he would be sending two leaders back to them when he writes to them in the book of Philippians, Timothy and Epaphroditus. And he says, I'm not going to send Timothy just yet, but I am going to go ahead and send Epaphroditus. We find this message in Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 25. Listen to what Paul has to say to the church at Philippi. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help that you could not give me. Well, a little bit about Epaphroditus. His name means lovely. Now, in the last episode, we looked at Onesiphorus, whose name means prophet-bearing. Epaphroditus, his name means lovely, and that's good to know because, honestly, the name Epaphroditus kind of sounds like a virus. I've got a bad case of Epaphroditus, or Epaphroditus is going around, or I need my Epaphroditus vaccine. Don't be concerned about the man's name. He was a lovely person. He was also a leader in the church at Philippi, probably was an elder of the church at Philippi, and we know that he was the courier of the book of Philippians. In other words, without Epaphroditus, Philippians may not have been included in the New Testament canon. We know just from this passage that he had traveled from Philippi to Rome to visit Paul, who was in prison. That was 815 miles. Now, it was not as far as Onesiphorus that we talked about in the last episode, who went from Ephesus to Rome, which was 1,460 miles. But Philippi to Rome was no close journey. 815 miles. And the reason he took that journey was not only to encourage Paul, but according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, later in the book, to provide financial assistance. So he was encouraging and a gift of finances. No wonder Paul says that he is a lovely person or a lovely presence. But while he's in Rome, encouraging Paul and bringing him financial assistance, Epaphroditus becomes deathly ill. He stays there for a while, and after recovering, carries with him the book of Philippians, for them it would have been a letter, back to Philippi from Paul, who was in Rome. So many people speculate that if Epaphroditus had never made that journey to visit Paul, who was in Rome, the book of Philippians may have never been written or included in the New Testament canon. Now, Paul gives some credentials about Epaphroditus. He says he is his brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. Those are important designations. Brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, messenger. Or brother, he's a baptized believer. We all have fellow workers in the church, those that we serve with, those that we learn with. Then we have fellow soldiers. We're a little bit closer with these individuals. These are people that we stand on the battlefield of temptation with, that we engage in spiritual warfare with. It's a very close relationship, almost to the point where you become inseparable. Philippi was a military colony, so this terminology of fellow soldiers would have had special meaning to them. And that word messenger is the same Greek word as apostle. Paul is not saying that Epaphroditus is an inspired apostle, but he does hold spiritual leadership in Philippi. But he also mentions Epaphroditus' character. Paul says, he longs for all of you, and he is distressed because you heard that he was ill. How many people worry about others worrying about their illness? That's not that common. Most people are worried about their own illness, but they don't worry about what others think about their illness. In fact, Paul says that Epaphroditus is distressed by that. Distressed is the same word that is used to describe Jesus' emotions in the Garden of Gethsemane. Epaphroditus is very concerned about Philippi worrying about him. Epaphroditus truly cared more about others than he did himself. And we see about Epaphroditus' commitment. Paul writes back to the church at Philippi, and he says, "Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help that you could not give me." And this is not a reprimand for the church at Philippi for not doing enough. They had sent financial assistance with Epaphroditus. Money is nice and money is helpful, but money cannot provide companionship. Epaphroditus was carrying money, but he was going for companionship. He went the extra mile, and he almost died on the way. You know, when we think about this passage of Scripture, we realize that we're kind of holding Epaphroditus' obituary in our hands. He hadn't died yet, but this was his legacy. As a minister, I do a lot of funerals. Most ministers do. And so we are around death a lot, and so we think about death, not in a morbid way, but in a realistic way. I don't know if you're driving in the car or walking or exercising. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're walking or exercising, close your eyes for just a moment. Picture your funeral or your memorial service. Picture your obituary. What words on the page summarize your life? Who is there to remember you? Who is there to support your family and grieve with them? Is the room full? Are there pictures sitting out on a table? Are there flowers near the stage? What does the preacher say about your life? How will you be remembered? Epaphroditus teaches us an important lesson. People's memory of us will be shaped by our mindset of them. I'll say that again. People will remember you based on your mindset of them. Wherever Epaphroditus was, he cared more about others than he cared about himself. When he was in Philippi, he cared to go visit Paul, who was in Rome. When he was in Rome, deathly ill, he was more worried about the church of Philippi, worrying about his illness. And because of that, Epaphroditus was a man who was wanted in two places at once. He was a blessing wherever he was. And when he was gone, people were heartbroken. You know it was hard for Paul to send him back to Philippi, and you know it was hard for Philippi when Epaphroditus was in Rome. That's because Epaphroditus left every place better than how he found it. And when we are people who are committed to service, and when we are people who are committed to companionship, people never forget us. People's memory of us will be shaped by our mindset of them. I want to thank you again for tuning in today for Road Talk and sharing some of your day with us as we open up God's Word together. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless, and have a great week.